You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Larissa. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Hi, Larissa. Yes, my son since 2 o'clock in the morning. I have a ticket number here. If you can check what is going on with his roadside assistance, please. You ready for the ticket number?
Hold on a moment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm ready for it.
Okay, honey. It's 105-88193. Excuse me.
Okay, so unfortunately, it looked like they tried to call. They said they called you guys 3 times.
No, nobody has called because my son's been there. He got there.
Said called 3 times, no answer. The customer mother number did not work. She tried calling your number as well with a dial. Customer number gave a busy dial. So the ticket isn't finished because she was calling.
Yeah, because
him.
He's in the middle of nowhere. He's in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, she called to inform him of the quote in the ETA time, but she didn't get an answer from you guys.
It don't matter if she got an answer. She has my phone number. Like, she could have called me.
She said
that's ridiculous. That's not an excuse. My son is stranded in the middle of nowhere. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. What is the quote on that piece? Can you give me the... You cannot understand the fear that I've been having all night since 2 o'clock in the morning. I have an 18-year-old and a 12-year-old stuck there. In the middle of nowhere.
Okay, ma'am. Again, I do understand your frustration, but I'm not the one who was working on your ticket.
I know that, but the thing is that she canceled everything and she didn't even get nobody there, knowing that they were out there by themselves?
She couldn't send no one without you guys confirming that you accept the quote. So that's
why
the ticket is finished. It was $450.
All right, let me call. I don't even want your services anymore, but I'm gonna cancel the services with my insurance. I need somebody that's gonna be there because I'm like 5 hours away from where they're stranded at, and mm-hmm. This has been since 2 o'clock in the morning. And she knew. He told her that she don't have no reception, so it was kind of hard for she could have called my number back. I'm the policyholder.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I see what she said. She called the mother number.
She didn't call me because I've been up all night, trying to get my other daughter that's closer to them to pick up. Thank God she went and picked up my 12-year-old, but my 18-year-old still stuck there.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, the quote that we have right here was from a company called Fireball Towing Recovery. Mm-hmm. The ETA was $120 and the quote was $450.
Mm-hmm. All right, ma'am. Well, let me see what I can do to assist my son because he's been there for a long time.
Okay, ma'am.
Thank you, ma'am.
I apologize about that. You have a great one.
Thank you, ma'am.